We need to talk a second about the agenda. I think there's still a lot of consultations going on item five and item seven to a certain extent. And so I think we need to postpone five and seven to a later time, Thursday, if that's Thursday morning, if that's agreeable. Denmark?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm fully in agreement with you when it comes to the decision on quotas for Greenland. But what we had liked to do is to have a PowerPoint presentation and a few words to explain this. And no discussions, please, today. No decisions today, please. But that at least we could explain our ideas, so it would give member countries a possibility to reflect on our proposal in more than just the terms of the green paper, as you have seen. Actually, on the green paper, I would say we have had two proposals, and the first has been disregarded. It was a mistake. It's the second one, the revision one, which is the relevant one. So, with your indulgence, could we take 10 minutes, 15 minutes to present the proposal? Thank you. And remembering that we're not asking for discussions nor for decisions today.
So, rather than going to the agenda item five, we would just, you would like to make your short presentation, and then we'll come back to agenda five, item five later. If that's okay, it's fine with me. And then we'll take up agenda item five later. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Nette Leverman. I am a biologist by education, and I work with management of marine mammals at the Ministry of Fisheries, Hunting and Agriculture in Greenland. I will first present the results from the Scientific Committee on Large Whales in Greenland, focusing on humpback and bowhead whales. Then I'll talk about the research on large whales in Greenland. And finally, I'll give the floor to the Deputy Minister of Fisheries and Hunting from Greenland. She'll explain Greenland's plans for Greenlandic whaling in the period 2008 to 2012. At the moment, Greenland hunts fin whales seen in this picture and minke whales. At last year's meeting, IWC decided on quota numbers for these two species. In addition, we proposed catches of humpback whales and bowhead whales in accordance with the management advice of the Scientific Committee. These two species have traditionally been hunted by Greenlanders. Bowhead whales are confined to Disko Bay and adjacent waters. And although they have been totally protected in the past 70 years, a quota of this species will greatly elevate the need of whale products in this and other areas. I must point out that bowhead whales aggregate in Disko Bay from February to May, a period when no other large whales are available, and that the people from this area have been seriously affected by restrictions on catches of other species. Therefore, the possibility of catching even a small number of bowhead whales will bring great relief to the communities and will help my minister to achieve our goal of sustainable management of all the species in the region. During the past 30 years, the IWC has considered bowhead whales of East Canada and West Greenland as belonging to two separate stocks. The Baffin Bay stock, here shown with brown ellipses. Hudson Bay stock, here shown in blue. These bowhead whales have been managed as two small stocks rather than one large stock. However, recent research indicates that there is only one stock. This map presented at this year's Scientific Committee shows the movement of the bowhead whales tagged in Disko Bay, Fox Basin, and Cumberland Sound. We can see that the whales tagged in Disko Bay moved over to Canada and spread over a large area, including both Baffin Bay, Hudson Strait, and Fox Basin. Satellite data show a clear seasonal distribution. with animals spending the summer to the east and north of Baffin Island, and winter on grounds here shown in red in the North Water, Disco Bay, and Hudson Strait. Management advice procedure is the same whether or not the stock unit is one or two, though. There was a successful aerial survey in March and April 2006. It covered the ice-free waters of West Greenland. The primary targets were narwhals, belukas, and bowhead. The lines you see in this figure are survey tracks, and the shadow is the area used by 9 bowhead whales equipped with satellite transmitters. The cycles are the sightings of bowhead whales. The abundance was estimated at 1,266 animals in Disco Bay. This number has been endorsed by the IWC Scientific Committee this year. You should notice that the lowest end of the 95% confidence interval is almost 500. The Canadian aerial survey data is from 2002 and gives a number of 6,340 animals with 95% confidence interval from 3,120 to 12,900. Greenland proposed taking 2 bowhead whales, which is 0.06% of the lower 2.5% confidence limit of the agreed abundance estimate, or 0.16% of the estimated number of whales in Disco Bay. The proposed catch is clearly sustainable and recognised by the IWC Scientific Committee not to harm the stock. I see it as very good news that this population has recovered so well that it is possible to harvest it again. And I know that a catch of 2 whales per year will mean a lot for the people of that region and Greenland in general. I will focus on the humpback whales now. The West Greenland Summer Feeding Aggregation is recognised as the proper management unit by the IWC's Scientific Committee for Humpback Whales of West Greenland. Based on an aerial survey in 2007, there is now a fully corrected estimate for West Greenland humpback whales. This estimate of 3,040 animals is agreed by the Scientific Committee at this year's meeting. This figure shows the trend in the number of humpback whales from 1984 to 2007, as estimated from the agreed aerial surveys and mark recapture estimates of abundance. The straight line shows an exponential increase of 9% per year, and the dashed line shows the 90% confidence interval. This figure shows the historical recovery of West Greenland humpbacks, as estimated from the agreed catch histories. The figure indicates that the stock is almost fully recovered and is still increasing. The proposed strike limit of up to 10 humpback whales per year has been agreed upon by the IWC Scientific Committee. It is less than 1% of the lower 2.5% confidence limit of the agreed abundance estimate and will not harm the stock. The Greenland research plan for the following years are continued satellite tagging work on both species for achievement of tracking and diving behaviour. For bowhead whales, the tagging will take place in Disco Bay, and for humpback whales in Nuuk and Disco Bay. Surveys will take place following IWC standards, and the ongoing biological monitoring from the hunt will follow common practice for large whale hunting in Greenland. And now I give the floor to Amalie Jessen, the Deputy Minister of Fisheries, Hunting and Agriculture.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm pleased to introduce to you Greenland's argument for quota requests on humpback and bowhead whales. Firstly, I would like to draw your attention to the white paper on Greenland whaling on large whales presented to the Commission last year. The document contains a brief review of whaling history, an update of the stocks of large whales found around Greenland, a summary of legislation and monitoring systems regarding hunting of large whales, and updated statistics and work on the welfare aspects of the hunt, and a discussion of needs and motivation as well as future plans. Mette Leumann has already introduced the current results from the Scientific Committee on Large Whales. Therefore, Mr. Chair, Greenland just wants to repeat that we are pleased to hear that there are considerable progress achieved with the Greenlandic Research Programme and that the IWC Scientific Committee has received and discussed the documents in a constructive manner. As regards to minke whales of West Greenland, I'm aware that there are further work to do with the minke whales of West Greenland and that an intersessional work is needed to finalize work and assessment methods for minke whales. Greenland further suggests that the Commission revisits the situation at next year's meeting. However, the Scientific Committee has not changed its advice on minke whales off West Greenland from last year's advice. Therefore, Greenland requests no changes on the current quota of 200 minke whales. Now on bowhead whales off West Greenland. At last year's meeting, the Commission decided to revisit the situation of bowhead whales and humpback whales of West Greenland at this year's meeting. As earlier informed, the Scientific Committee has agreed that the current catch limit will not harm the stock of Eastern Canada West Greenland bowhead whales. Greenland therefore requests that the schedule amendment in paragraph 13B(3)(4) be confirmed at this year's meeting. And I'm here referring to the proposed schedule amendment presented in the document 23 rev. In relation to humpback whales of West Greenland, at this year's meeting, the Scientific Committee was pleased to have developed an agreed approach for determining interim management advice on humpback whales of West Greenland. And the committee agreed that strikes of up to 10 humpback whales will not harm the stock. Greenland therefore requests that the proposed schedule amendment presented in the document 23 rev be adopted by consensus. The arguments for request of humpbacks and bowhead whales is, for instance, regulation and monitoring. We want to now give an overview of the legislation used to regulate the hunting of large whales and of the system used to get quotas and monitor the hunt. This is a picture of one of the 20 wildlife officers that patrol the West Coast to inspect coastal fisheries and whaling boats. The Greenland Home Government has issued one act with several amendments that affect hunting of all animals, including large whales. Other acts that indirectly affect whaling include an act on animal welfare from 2003 and another act of nature protection from the same year. In addition, there are three executive orders that directly affect the taking of large whales, one on maintenance and approval of harpoon cannons, one on the reporting of the hunt, and one on the hunt itself. Furthermore, whaling is indirectly affected by an executive order that regulates the issuing of hunting certificates. Monitoring and data collection. The hunt is monitored by the local authorities and by fisheries and hunting inspectors. Furthermore, it is possible to control the fate of all harpoon grenades, which are marked with unique serial numbers and distributed under a tightly regulated system. The Ministry of Fisheries and Hunting gathers information and follows the development of the hunt through a self-reporting system. Licenses or special permits are required for the killing of large whales. The product of a catch cannot be sold or distributed before the municipal authorities have registered the hunt and stamped the license. After a whale has been caught, the hunter has the obligation to deliver a catch report to the municipal authorities. This catch report was designed to collect the information described in Section 4 of the Schedule of the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling from 1946. Now, in relation to hunting methods, the aim of the following slide is to give an overview of the hunting of large whales in modern Greenland. In Greenland, we use harpoon grenade in the hunt for fin and minke whales and collective hunt for minke whales by special permits. The boat in this picture belongs to Leif Fontaine, who is sitting next to me and will be happy to answer any questions you may have about whaling. The hunting methods have been continually being evaluated and improved since the end of 1980s, and the executive order regulates the type of harpoon cannons allowed, specifies who should mount, examine and approve these cannons, and demands that harpoon cannons should be examined and approved every other year. On the full-time hunters that have taken a special course on handling of and use of harpoon grenades and whose boats and equipment have been approved can apply for licenses. Denmark, on behalf of Greenland, has given a list of references documents to the IWC since the 80s, last time in Appendix 3 of the white paper from last year. Following sections of pictures are from a harpoon hunt on a minke whale. The following section of pictures are from a collective hunt of a minke whale, ending up with a scene of flensing place. And not least, the welfare issues. The white paper also describes our efforts to keep up with technology and to train the hunters in order to ensure that the large whales are killed as humanely as possible, while at the same time taking into consideration the safety of the crews and hunters. Most of this work is done in close collaboration with NAMCO, weapon experts, and veterinarians. In case new species become available to Greenland, we have already started exchange of knowledge and know-how on hunting techniques, etc., to ensure that the appropriate killing methods are used, while also taking the safety of the hunters in consideration. Whale product distributed locally. The distribution of meat of cats is a significant factor in the Greenland Aboriginal subsistence hunt. In this regard, you also have to differentiate between the different forms for hunt. The catches from the collective hunt, which of 20 of the minke whales quota, is only distributed on a village level among those participating in the hunt and their families if there are surplus depending on the size of the whale and the number of hunters participating. Only a small part, if any, is sold at local markets depending on the hunter's need for money, for instance, to evaluate their hunting gears. The catches from the harpoon cannon hunt, which is 80% of the minke whale quota, and all catches of fin whale are primarily distributed locally, first and foremost to the members of the crew to family members and friends. Most hunters sell some of their catch in the open local markets, but sometimes the meat is sold directly to community institutions such as hospitals and nursery homes to ensure that the people in this institution can eat food they are used to eat. Some of the meat are also sold to local stores with an authorization to do so. Finally, some meat are sold to the one and only processing plant in Manito, and this plant is owned 49% by Greenland Homer government. To ensure that the meat also is distributed to villages with limited possibilities to hunt large whales. The plant is only allowed to process, pack and transport the whale meat products in accordance to regulations on veterinary regulations. Sorry. The selling and distribution of whale meat proper and MedTech therefore provides a necessary supply and income for the community. On needs, in 1991, IWC Commission accepted and endorsed that the annual need of meat from large whales in West Greenland was 670 tons. The need was estimated on the basis of the average annual catches of 232 minke whales, 9 fin whales and 14 humpbacks through the years from 1965 to 1985. This estimate was calculated by the Technical Committee and Aboriginal Subsistence Whaling Subcommittee. The need has never been met by the catch limits allocated by the IWC. The number of Greenlanders living in Greenland has increased between 7 and 9% since 1991. In addition, in recent years, catches of other key species of marine mammals and seabirds have been reduced by increasing management regulations. The protected minimum needs today are therefore minimum 730 tons in West Greenland. The West Greenland catches in 2007 brought approximately 420 tons of whale meat to our people, which were 250 tons less than what we needed to safety West Greenland's documented need of 670 tons. Bowhead whales and humpback whales played an important role in meat supply for Greenlanders for 1,000 years. Humpback whales were hunted until 1986. Greenland has gone through enormous changes and relies on natural resources, including whales. On the other hand, we live as modern people, modern society. This is a picture of a fin whale being flensed under a snow shower. After the whale is killed with a pentrate grenade, it is secured and dragged to a suitable peninsula or small island. Then, at high tide, the carcass is dragged as high as possible on the rocks. As the tide goes down, people start flensing. Then the whale turn the whale around and take as much MedTech and meat as possible before the tide comes up again. This is a heavy work that demands strength, skills and speed. The IWC Scientific Committee recommends catch limits of 26 fin whales per year for a 5-year period. The Scientific Committee recommends catches between 170 to 230 minke whales as an interim advice for 2008 to be reviewed at the meeting next year. The scientific committee recommends catches of two bowhead annually for the period of 2008 to 2012, and up to 10 humpback whales annually. Because of this advice, the IWC is in a good position to approve new quotas, including quotas for bowhead whales and humpback whales. On behalf of the Greenland Cabinet, I kindly request acceptance of following quotas for West Greenland. That there is no change in its advice of minke whales of West Greenland. A quota of two bowhead whales to be confirmed, and a quota of 10 humpback whales struck per year for 5 years. Any unused portion of the quota for each year shall be carried forward from that year and added to the quota of any subsequent years, provided that no more than two shall be added to the quota for any one year. The meat conversion factors used by the IWC Technical Committee in 1990 are: one fin whale gives 10 tons of whale meat, one minke whale gives 2 tons, and one humpback whale gives 8 tons. There are no conversion factors for the bowhead whales off West Greenland, but we obtain one from Alaska, which is 12 tons. If we apply these meat conversion factors to the catch limits we are proposing, we obtain a total of 694 tons of whale meat. Even if the whole quota for all species was landed, Greenland will still be below its projected need of whale meat for 2007 of 730 tons. To conclude, Mr. Chair, the formal definition of subsistence use was adopted by IWC in 2004, which you will find in the Chairman's report of the 56th Annual Meeting. The definition is in 3 sections. In Section 2, it stated, I quote, "A generalized currency is involved in this barter and trade, but the predominant portion of the products from each whale are ordinary, directly consumed or utilized in the harvested from within the local community." End of quote. The local community is undefined. Greenland is a local community in our view, and position also the predominant are undefined, something more than 50%. Furthermore, Mr. Chair, in the category of aboriginal subsistence whaling and small type whaling, you will find many similarities, but also differences between Greenland, Alaska, Tokaka, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Norway, Iceland and Japan. The differences are found in our local history, for instance, whether an external authority government is dealing with your foreign policy or not, regulations, living conditions, and the development of the society. It is therefore very important that our differences and similarities are respected in all aspects. Mr. Chair, Greenland is taking the management advices given by the Scientific Committee very seriously. Hence, A, the science of all relevant species of large whales that Greenland is requesting for are on place. B, the harvest is well and thoroughly regulated. C, great improvements have been reached on the hunting methods and gear, so the welfare aspect is as good as it can be, and Greenland is still working on further improvements in this area. D, the needs both for East Greenland in 1988 and West Greenland in 1991 are defined and recognized by the IWC. E, and finally, Mr. Chair, will not fulfill the IWC 2004 definition for subsistence use and the definition for Aboriginal subsistence whaling. I hope that this presentation will give IWC members and others a better understanding of the hunting of large whales in modern Greenland. We need this understanding in order to obtain international approval for the continuation of sustainable catches of large whales in the future years. Thank you. Koyanak.
Thank you. We agreed. There agreed to be no discussion. I just want to make sure of clarification. Denmark stated earlier that when they intervened, this was on a part of Greenland, and this does not reflect any of the EU position at the present time.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I said at one point that when I speak on behalf of Greenland. I hope that's a satisfactory answer to you.
Thanks. We have no. We'll discuss this at a later time. We do have the whole agenda item 5, which we will put back on the look at the time to put back on the agenda.